Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for March 17th comes from Exodus 28. The garments described in Exodus 28 are holy garments for a holy priesthood, even down to the plate that they wore on their turbans with the inscription saying, "Holy to the Lord," in Exodus 28, verse 36. The purpose of these garments was for glory and for beauty, according to Exodus 28, verse 2 and verse 40. That is, they were created to reveal something about the glory and beauty of Yahweh, and also of his covenant relationship to his people. First, these garments reveal that the priests served as the representatives of Israel before Yahweh. So, their ephods contain two onyx stones with each tribe of Israel engraved on them, according to Exodus 28, verses 9 through 12, and their breastpieces included 12 precious stones with the names of the tribes of Israel, according to Exodus 28, verses 15 through 21. Additionally, the Urim and Thummim, which Aaron would carry on his heart inside the breastpiece, represented the judgment of the people of Israel when Aaron entered his ministry before Yahweh, according to Exodus 28, verse 30. Second, these garments were designed to reveal that the priests served as the representatives of Yahweh before Israel. Part of this relationship is mediated through the Urim and Thummim, which would be used to cast lots to determine Yahweh's direction and guidance for his people. But another part of how the priests would represent Yahweh to the people of Israel is by giving Israelites a glimpse of the life lived out in the beauty of Yahweh's glory. Priestly ministry represented the work that Adam had been given in the Garden of Eden, when he had been commanded to work it, Navad, and keep it, Shamar, in Genesis 3, verse 15, words that are used in the Pentateuch constantly to describe priestly duties. So, the pomegranates embroidered on the priestly garments in Exodus 28, verses 33 through 34, recalled the Garden of Eden. The tabernacle was built to recreate Eden, with the priests picking up the priestly gardening duties that Adam himself failed to complete. But the priestly garments didn't simply look backward to Eden. They also look forward to the New Jerusalem that we read about in Revelation 21. The same precious stones used in the breastpiece to represent the 12 tribes of Israel, we see adorning the foundations of the wall of the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21, verses 19 through 20. The reason for this is simple. Yahweh designed the priestly garments to tell us not only something about the old covenant ministry that he was entrusting to the priests, but also about the new covenant ministry that he would inaugurate in our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who represented Israel before Yahweh, offering himself up as a once-for-all sacrifice. And Jesus is the one who represented God to us when he took on flesh and dwelt in our midst. The entire tabernacle, right down to the priestly garments, points us to the ultimate holy to the Lord priest, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.